855-453. That would be the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. And in studio with you here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. You can go to Skype.com. You can go to... You can use username lrn.fm on Skype, and you can connect with us that way. All right, let's go back to the phones here and to the fun. By the way, we still have to get to this guy's statement, Ariel Castro, his speech to the court today, some of the things he said about himself and why he's so messed up. Apparently it's porn. We'll go to the phones, though, first, and to Skype, where Christer is on the line calling from Sweden. Hello, Christer.
Hello, gentlemen. I have three shortish issues. First of all, I called in a few days earlier and regarding the monarchy. And in Sweden, in the year of 2000, we separated the church from the state, meaning that we no longer had, it was no longer mandatory to pay taxes to the church. You wow. check a box, yeah. So you check a box in your tax statement if you want to pay taxes to the church, and they get
and which
the
church?
Taxes. Well, it's the Protestant, state church.
The Lutherans up there?
Lutherans.
Okay.
What do they call the state church? Does that have a name?
He's
got to translate it.
I don't know what they call it.
Okay.
No, it's just a church, the state church.
I just don't have any conception.
Is that a name? I mean, right. Is there a name for it?
I don't have a conception of this, right?
Mister, the fact is that U.S. history went differently than these than European countries. The crazy religious people that moved to the United States first off, one of their biggest problems was the existence of a state church, whether it was Protestant or Catholic or whatever it was in their particular countries. So we don't have that here, and Ian's just a little befuddled. He wants
there's no
here,
name
here in our towns. There's going to be different kinds of churches. There's going to be a Lutheran right. church right next to an Episcopal church, which is right next to a Catholic church.
Are there other types of churches in Sweden?
Of course, there are the how would you put it private or independent churches.
Okay,
smaller congregations.
Just to clarify, Christer, the reason why you can't tell me the name is because you can't translate it easily, or there is no name for this church. It's just commonly referred to as the state church.
It is a state church, or formerly the state church. Now it's just a Swedish church. Yeah, that's right. That's the name of it, the Swedish church.
The Swedish church. And interesting.
That's it. Yeah, it's a Protestant movement, and it's been all along, since from the age of the Vikings.
But it's still essentially the state church, because even though the taxes aren't mandatory for it now, it still appears on the tax form, and on the tax form you cannot choose other churches to send money to, correct?
Oh, correct.
Right.
So what I was suggesting is if you take it is a step further and do the same thing
royal family?
The royal family?
No, the... what's the name?
I don't know.
I told you. No.
Monarchy?
The Swedish church?
Monarchy. Thank you. No, the monarchy, of course. It's late here, and I am a little bit tired.
That's okay.
Excuse me for this.
But is it 2 in the morning
if you
yet?
Do this with the monarchy, all... Yeah, it's 2. Okay. And I'm about to go to bed soon. Anyways, so if you did the thing with the monarchy, let anybody who wants to pay for it check a box in the tax form.
Yeah.
We would be it'll be the perfect solution. And
yeah, I agree.
Further on,
do that with everything while you're at it.
Yeah. Everything. That's right. You should do that with absolutely everything. And in this way, taxes would be zero for those who don't want to pay any taxes at all. And, of course...
I think that there might be a step even in between this that I kind of like, is the opt-out option as opposed to the opt-in option. Mm-hmm. What you're suggesting is that somebody mark a box and pay for the church or the monarchy or whatever. And that's kind of an opt-in option. But all I really want to be able to do is opt out of certain portions of the taxes. Right now, they're currently in my town, is not a competing fire agency, so I'll go ahead and pay whatever it is that this monopoly agency wants to pay in order to have fire protection. And some folks were nice enough to lay some concrete down on the property that they stole from other people and call the roads. And since that's where I drive my car, I'm willing to pay for those things. But I don't want to pay for the school that other people send their kids to, but I don't send my kid to. So I just want to opt out. I don't necessarily need to opt in.
Krista, what was your other point tonight? I'm sorry. I want to make sure we get through this.
I got two short points. The other one was I need to apologize because the last time I called in, we said something about the candidates, and they're all dead almost. And that's not funny. I'm sorry if...
The Kennedys.
Yeah, and it's really sad. I don't like the fact that they murdered JFK or his brother. Or you know, I think it's just sad.
Well, if they don't want jokes to be made about them, they shouldn't be politicians, as far as I'm concerned. Right.
Anyways, I never intended to joke about it. But,
please, by all means, joke about politicians. I'm not offended by that.
Well, anyways, murder is not a joking.
I get where you're coming from. But the other guy did run into a tree while skiing, right? I mean, they didn't all die from murder. Wasn't that one of the Kennedys that died on
that was
Sonny
Bono.
Didn't a Kennedy die on the ski slopes too?
The Kennedys are dying all over the place. I couldn't tell you.
All right. Well, third point, and finally, go ahead.
Yes, and that brings me to the truth seekers and conspiracy theories. Because I would just like to point out that these people that are into finding a truth, they are like pit bulls, and you shouldn't. I don't know what to say, but if you had some of them, not all of them, of course, but if you gave them a choice, okay, I'll give you two choices. Hypothetically, because it couldn't happen, but you could find the truth and be forced to live under a tyrannical government, or you could live free, but you will never find the truth. I bet that a whole lot of people would choose option one, because they don't care about anything but the truth. Do you see where I'm coming from?
So you're saying, just to make sure I understood, so the choice is... You can either know the truth and not live free, or live free and not know the truth?
Exactly.
Tough decisions. I wouldn't, not going to be given those choices because the people that have the power neither want you to have neither of those.
Yeah, that's...
No, of course, it's hypothetical. But anyways, if you think
about it... It's
so
interesting to think about that, though. You know, that is an interesting question. I've certainly never heard it asked before. Krister, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, as always. 8:55, 4:53.
I really want to make a comment about something Chris said about murder. Murder is not a joking matter. You know, I really hate when people do that. And I actually had a discussion with an activist not recently who was making the same kind of comment, like, oh, you can't ever, joke about rape. And he was actually talking about another podcast. He's like, oh, I can't listen because they one time made these rape jokes. And you know what? I mean, I really have a problem with that because it's all about context. And it really, if you say that certain jokes are okay, like, oh, ha, I laughed at that racist joke, or, you know, I laughed at this joke about, you know, pick your topic, it makes you a worse person, I think, if you really think that, you know, these certain things are off, they're off. Off limits. You can't joke about these certain things, but you can joke about this. Well, your picking and choosing makes either it makes you a racist, or it makes you whatever thing you find acceptable about a joke. It's context is what matters. The fact that it's context and it's trying to be humor, that's what matters.
So you find what you find funny, right? So that's the first place to start. Mm-hmm. But when one attempts to prevent society as a whole from joking about one thing, then you open the door for everyone to prevent everybody from joking about one thing, at which point kills all jokes everywhere, probably even puns.
By the way, Michael Kennedy died December 31st, 1997 in a skiing accident. So there you go. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Perfection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here on the radio and internet and satellite waves. 855-453 is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can go to freetalklive.com. You can interact with the show in a variety of different ways. One of them is by posting content to our website. Everything that you see on the front page as you scroll down the page, those news items, that are there were submitted by listeners like you. If it weren't for listeners like you, we would have nothing there of interest. So thank you to everybody who takes the time to send stuff in at freetalklive.com and then vote on them, because when you submit something to the site, it appears and then we'll receive votes, and then hopefully you'll vote it up if you like it, and if you don't like it, you can also vote down. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive with other listeners of the site, and maybe we will talk about some of the stuff that we find on our own website, which was, of course, placed there by listeners like you. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Also, squarespace.com is the source for content management system websites. Now, content management system is one in which it allows you to easily edit your own site. You don't have to go and dig into the HTML code. I mean, back in the day of web design, you know, when maybe Johnson, you and I were starting in the 1990s, everything had to be done by hand. You had to get in there and hand code everything. Eventually, what you see, what you get, editors came out. They made that a little bit easier, but ultimately, they were all, you know, just a step away from, you know, manipulating that code by hand. You really still had to know your stuff when it came to making things look right.
Blinking text and GIFs.
Yeah, and we all know how bad websites were back in the late 1990s. But things have come a long way, and thanks to the innovators in the business like Squarespace, who've really focused a lot of effort on
making... The websites weren't bad. The websites were what they were in the 1990s, because that's what they were supposed to look like. And
no, there were a lot of websites that were bad.
Well, there certainly were some that were bad, and there's websites that are bad today.
It's
but
true.
Websites today, today's the hip new website you make on Squarespace today is going to look like crap in 10 years. You have to have a new and improved website on a pretty regular basis. It has to look good and be presentable.
Well, the good thing is Squarespace is doing that
right,
all the
today.
Time.
You can
that's
do that
somewhat
today.
True, but no, what I'm saying, and I think this is what Ian's saying as well, is that there were sites that were bad, and they were demonstrably bad at the time that they were released in the 90s. I mean, there were a lot of sites that were like, ah, we're just going to make everything an animated GIF, and we're going to put stars sparkling in the background, and it's got to have music.
And
it's got to have MIDI. Three different MIDIs playing at the same time. That's the way our website has to look. And that's the way a lot of people made their websites back then, and they were just awful.
Well, right. When you don't have a professional to turn to, if you're trying to do web design and you don't know your stuff, then you're going to end up with a bad site. I mean, that's just how it is. Unless you go with Squarespace, because they are the professionals. They have the professional-looking sites. They've got graphic designers that know what the hell they're doing, putting these awesome templates together. And then when you get started at Squarespace.com with their free trial, which, by the way, you don't need a credit card for. You just start with your email address. You start with their free trial. You pick your template. You start tooling around with that. Maybe you decide you want to change templates. No problem. You just change templates, and Squarespace will actually save everything as it was in your old template. So if you change, you change your mind again, you want to go back to the other one you like better, you can go back to that and everything's
that's really
still there.
Great.
Yeah. So it makes it really easy. And of course, everything's drag and drop, and you can rearrange the content within a page, and it looks beautiful. And they've got 24/7 support. So you get stuck, you get hung up, confused.
And you can't take one of their sites down. Like, if you have a massive influx of traffic, your site's not going down.
That's a great point. And so affordable, by the way. $8 a month is where it starts. And the next package up is $16 a month. I mean, both of those packages are incredibly affordable. The $16 a month package is where you step up to unlimited everything. So you want plenty of bandwidth. You want plenty of ability to serve people. Go with the unlimited package. If you're just starting out, there's no reason not to go with the $8 package. Of course, you can always upgrade later. So squarespace.com. You should check it out and use our discount code when you're ready to place your order, and you'll save 10%. The code is FTL and the number 7. That's FTL7. As we go to the phones and to the fun, we talk to Peter in Colorado listening to I-25 radio, or talk radio, rather. I-25 talk radio, KAVA. Hey, Peter. Peter in Colorado. Do we lose him? Peter going once.
Peter,
oh,
I'm here.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, what I see when you have alcohol you're drinking, and let's say you are sick for like have a flu for 10 days or cold, and you stop drinking, is that addiction or not?
So, because I think that oftentimes illnesses will interrupt an addiction. So, if my throat hurt, I would smoke less as a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I would feel sort of, because I felt so crappy, I would feel empowered to stop smoking at that time. Sometimes I'd give it a wing, sometimes I wouldn't, because I would just know what it was like after I trying to do it. But I think that doesn't mean you're not addicted. I think that it's just a change in your body, so you feel a little different.
That's how I quit smoking. Is I used to smoke like almost a pack a day, and I leveraged an illness to quit smoking. I got a really bad case of bronchitis, and I just said, well, I haven't been able to smoke in the past 2 weeks, and you know, from what I knew is that the nicotine addiction was really for the most part over within 2 weeks.
Two, three weeks, I've heard. Yeah,
be out of your system. So I'm like, well, I haven't smoked in 2 weeks, so I'm going to quit smoking now.
I heard the nicotine addiction was out in 72 hours, but whatever.
Yeah. That's not what I've heard. No. Peter?
Anyway, I want to say something. I think we are here, spiritual warfare, right? The way you have to understand what's going on is that they give you like this marijuana, alcohol, or whatever you're taking. And if you don't exercise your brain and mind to the spiritual way, You are basically taking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of the bigger muscle men. You taking these drugs, and you don't exercise your brain. So you want to be basically Arnold Schwarzenegger, but without exercising. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if it's spiritual, because I'm sure atheists have quit smoking, right?
That's what is a part of it. Atheists don't believe in God, but it's still spiritual warfare. You can look at it on a government who running it, you know.
Let me see if I'm understanding you, because I think there's some confusion here in the studio, and I want to see if I'm getting what you're saying, Peter. Are you, when you're talking about the drugs, are you talking about harder drugs, like hallucinogenic drugs, or are you talking about nicotine
any
marijuana?
Any kind. Anything you take that messed up your mind, or not messed up your mind, but it's kind of steer your mind, you can say that. You know what I mean?
But what if you're taking those drugs for a spiritual purpose?
That's good. That's good. That's very good.
You don't
want to be like people taking this stuff like
Steroids.
So you want to be basically Arnold Schwarzenegger taking steroids without exercising. So what do you want to be? Fat, lazy bum, or whatever, or couch potato. That's what my point is, you know?
I think I'm seeing what you're saying, but I don't really want to spend much
you
time on it.
You're a spiritual couch potato.
Thanks for the call.
Schwarzenegger imitation.
I do appreciate it. Well, some would make the argument that taking certain drugs would lead someone down certain spiritual roads, but that they're shortcutting themselves by taking the drugs rather than using meditation or something like that. I think that's maybe one
I've
version
heard
that. Of that. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may take control of the airwaves here. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got archives. They go back, far back, all the way to 2006. You can just click and download as many episodes of the show as would please you. So, once again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all of those. You can, when you go onto an archive page, the SoundCloud player is built right in there. Makes it easy to play back the audio, download it, and hit the share button and share it on your Facebook page or Twitter or wherever you like to spend time on the social networks. So, once again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy as many episodes as you like for free.
The month of July was the biggest home sale month in New Hampshire in like half a decade. I don't know what it's like where you are, but there's a lot of people buying houses right now, and a lot of people obviously selling them, too. If you're looking to buy a house or you're looking to sell your house, you're going to need some other place to live, and that probably means you're going to buy a house, too. The place to go is MortgageMinuteGuy.com to get to take a look at mortgages. The experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, you can give them a call. They'll help you get the right mortgage for you because there's a lot of mortgages out there, the mortgage brokers that'll give you the right mortgage for them, the one that gives them the best commission. You don't want that. You want the best one for you. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Their telephone number is 866-288-0088. If you're working with somebody, you deserve a second opinion. This is probably the largest financial decision you're going to make in your life or darn close to it. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Let's go to Helen. She's in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Helen.
Hi. My name is Helen. I moved to Utah, and I've kind of been following all y'all at Freedom Works, and I'm My husband lost his job. So
Freedom
we're really
Works?
Freedom Works?
Don't know what that is.
It's an organization run by Matt Kibbe that is... Matt Kibbe is his name, and they work with the Glenn Beck Show to some extent, and they're sort of a conservatarian organization.
So not really freedom-oriented then at all?
Not from my point of view, but I'm sure that they would say we're nuts.
Sorry, so I don't know if maybe you've got some confusion, but we're not involved with the Freedom Works on this program. We love liberty, but it doesn't sound like they're freedom-oriented.
I just have been wondering how do I get involved in trying to help get the Obamacare out? What can I do as just a citizen? Who do I call? Is there a town hall or is there somebody I can call to say, I don't want this Obamacare?
No, not really. I mean,
I'd make a suggestion of downsizedc.org.
DownsizeDC is great, but no, there's not really any begging that you can do to stop this, I don't think. I think what you might want to consider is just not participating. You know, how about opt out of the system? How about not pay taxes anymore?
Would I get in trouble if I did that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Potentially.
Yeah, they might put you in prison.
That wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't. But they want to scare you, and they want people to be frightened of them. But there are millions of people in America that don't pay taxes to the federal government, and most of them
tens of millions.
Yeah, most of them don't go to prison. And every now and then they'll put somebody in there like Wesley Snipes or Richard Hatch or some of these other celebrity types, and they'll point to them and try to make an example out of them to scare people.
I don't want to go to prison. I'm scared of this Obamacare.
I hear you, and the Obamacare, sadly, is wrapped all in with the IRS. Everybody who pays taxes is going to be forced to either prove that they have health insurance, or they're going to pay a fine to the IRS.
No,
so,
I can't afford to get that's my point. I can't afford to get it because my husband lost his job.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's awful, and I would suggest. I mean, if you absolutely have to go a route where you're trying to beg the system for permission to to live, essentially, that I would suggest to check out downsizedc.org and downsizedc.com if you're looking to try and change laws.
Helen, what made you think that Free Talk Live was associated with Freedom Works, just out of curiosity?
I guess I don't know. I guess I just got signals crossed because the words are free, free.
Okay.
I've been trying to follow things that have to do with freedom because I'm so worried.
Yep, I got you.
Yeah, I heard you. I just don't know. I mean, maybe even if they change the Obamacare, and maybe they will, maybe they'll get gutted at the last moment or something like that. I don't know. But even if they do change the Obamacare, is that really going to change things significantly in Washington, D.C.? Is it going to change the consolidation of power in Washington, D.C.? Is it going, are there other things you're concerned about in Washington, D.C., or is it just this one issue?
No, that's just the thing that got me thinking because my husband lost his job. But I am thinking about all the things that seem to be going on because there's not. It's just like the government seems to be just stepping on everything that we're doing.
Yep, that's true. And they've been doing that. It's not just the Obama administration. They did it during George Bush. They did it during Bill Clinton.
No, just for like the last 20 years, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, what I would recommend that you do is downsize D.C. is an excellent suggestion for D.C. politics. I don't really believe that D.C. is in it. There's any hope of changing D.C., which is why I joined the Free State Project and moved together with other people that love liberty. So what you might want to do is visit book.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to a great site where you can download and listen to audiobooks, free audiobooks. There's also some PDF style books as well, which are very good books about liberty, about the ideas of freedom, and they really help you really kind of come to understand some of these concepts, I think, a lot better. And once you're on board with the ideas fully, then there are some options for you, like the Free State Project, where you can move together with other people who are of like mind and get active to hopefully achieve more freedom. I was actually at the fair today doing outreach for basically for the idea of secession. I mean, that's basically the thrust of the booth that I was at, And most people were pretty positive towards it when I, you know, when I suggested it to them. Now, of course, we don't know about all the people that walked by the booth and what they would have thought, but the people that were actually at the booth and talking with us were very interested in the idea of secession. There was one lady who at first bristled about it, but then when we had a conversation with her and kind of addressed some of the objections, she warmed up to it a little bit. So there's something really happening here in New Hampshire, and again, I'd recommend freestateproject.org, Helen, and good luck. Thank you for the call tonight, 855-450-FREE.
You know, one of the things I was really, like, excited about with Downside DC, and it just hasn't gone anywhere, and I agree with your suggestion of the Free State Project maybe, you know, being maybe more effective, but was the Read the Bills Act.
Yep.
And it just... it's so disappointing because it really, you know, that's one of the things that I think was most illustrative about how out of control this government is the fact that they don't even read the laws they sign. You know, that they just put...
and they admit it.
They admit it. They just don't even look at them. They're just like, yeah, so sign it.
And but you're supposed to read them all.
Right. Yeah, you're supposed to know them all.
But
ignorance is no excuse.
Bill, he's in Mississippi in Jackson listening to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. Just happened to catch this woman that was looking for someone to contact regarding the Obamacare, and I have gotten a call. It was an automated call from a group working with Ron Paul. I don't know whether you guys want to give the number out or not, but it is apparently a legitimate thing going on. They are taking a poll on the Obamacare situation, and so I do have the number if you guys would like me to give it out.
Go ahead.
Okay, 800-993-1005.
What's that organization?
And it's a poll for just asking people what they think?
Well, yes, it's a 1-2 choice. You push one if you go along with the Tea Party. Of course, they're using the loose term Tea Party. I don't know exactly how that's tied in. At any rate, the number one, you push one if you want the Tea Party to continue to try to fight Obamacare, and then you push two if you want them to stand down.
I'm not sure that it's even a scientific poll. You know,
it's ridiculous.
It's not. It's just a call in. You know, it's not scientific. But.
It's probably a really great way to get your name on some kind of call list.
Hey, hang on, Bill. I know you were calling for a different reason, so stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. We can talk about whatever that was in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday. Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain here for you to take control of the airwaves, should you wish. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and also want to remind you to go to freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You just go and get the shopping done, get the stuff you're looking for, get a great deal. And get it shipped right to your door. I made a mistake yesterday on the show. I said that I had ordered some video game stuff on Amazon. I spaced out. I had actually ordered that stuff on eBay. But I did order something on Amazon, and I remembered what it was. I got one of those.
You really felt the need to clarify that?
Yeah, I was wrong about that. Anyway, what I did order, and I think it's cool, it's pretty cool. Like, I was looking for a chalkboard, one of those kind of. Well, I was looking at first at whiteboards that you could have like out on a stand in front of a booth, because I'm running the fair booth right at the Cheshire County Fair, and so I'm looking at different whiteboards and what they cost on Amazon, and then I found that they have those blackboards that you might have seen at like the grocery store with the neon paint.
Love those things.
Those are so cool looking, and they've got those at Amazon. So I ordered one, and most of them are the kind of the A-frames. And there's actually one that has this technology, it's like a wind resistance thing, or like a wind flex, I guess they call it, where it's not an A-frame at all, it's just like some metal on the ground,
it's
metal
got some springs in it.
It's a little springy, the metal itself, I guess, is a little springy, and that way when the wind blows, the sign will not blow over, it'll just kind of flex in the wind. So
generally.
I'm pretty excited about it. And I found that out just by, you know, searching around Amazon. I found this neat product, and, you know, $80 or something like that. So you can go shopping and get everything, pretty much everything you need. They're even getting into groceries. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Bill is back with us in Mississippi and listening on WPBQ in Jackson. Go ahead, Bill. I know you were calling for a different reason than what you said a moment ago, so go with your thoughts.
Well, the first issue that I had, you guys brought up the power deregulation.
Yeah.
Some states have done that initially, and Texas really, I think, kind of dropped the ball. And that might be kind of a good old boy thing going on in Texas, because what's happened is in some of the rural areas, small businesses have really gotten hurt because there aren't that many alternatives to the main provider. And because I think those companies kind of have to get in there and bid for a certain area. And so in some cases, there's not much competition, if any. And so those companies that remain and the original company would be rolled over to an operating company of some sort. And some cases in some parts of Texas, the business rates have doubled. And so it's not just a, you know, it's a kind of a nebulous thing. You just talk about deregulation.
Yeah, you have to be careful when you look at these issues of the government handing things over to private companies, because in a lot of places, favoritism is absolutely going to be played, and that means that what you may end up with is a private company with a monopoly granted by government, which is, of course, not really a deregulatory situation at all. But exactly. some people use privatization and deregulation interchangeably or darn close to it. And like I said, I don't know what they did in New Hampshire, but it seems to be pretty vibrant. Like there's a bunch of companies competing.
It's going
to
drive down rate.
Competing for power rates here. And I mean, they are really hot and heavy about it too, which I love it when that happens. How many of them are going to last through the next 2 years is another question. So I guess we'll let you know as that develops. Bill, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Nathan. He is on the line, or actually on the Skype line. Nathan.
Hello.
Welcome.
How are you guys tonight?
Great. You sound good. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to. Is there any?
Mm-hmm. Hello. Are you listening to us on the stream?
I turned the stream off. Am I coming in good?
Yeah, you sound fine. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to comment. I have two comments. One on what Johnson was saying. I couldn't verify the story of the 70-hour computer game death from Korea. That was actually China, and it was an MMO.
Yep.
There was a Korean death from 50 hours of gaming, and that was 2005, and he was playing StarCraft.
Okay. So there was one in China that was an MMO, probably. Wow.
What's an MMO?
And then massively multiplayer like online role-playing game.
There's a morgue.
Yes.
Well, it's MMO. It's shortened to massively multiplayer online.
Okay.
And then there's different types of games that are MMOs.
Right. It's basically like World of Warcraft, and there's a ton of clones of those in China and Korea and all the Asian countries. So if you hear about these death by gaming, it's probably going to be, you know, an MMO. It's not going to be StarCraft. And I just wanted to say there are no reported deaths just for StarCraft 2. So,
it's safe, everybody.
As far as I can tell.
I got to tell you, Star Citizen is probably going to be the end of me, which is a game that's coming out soon.
Nice knowing you.
I want people to see.
So were you just calling to make some corrections, or did you have something else you wanted to
do? Oh, no, I wanted to ask, I wanted to comment about the dopamine thing. Have you guys heard of reward deficiency syndrome?
No, tell me about it.
Well, I sort of came across it when I read this medical study about how patients who underwent bariatric surgery were turning to smoking. And eventually I found this guy named Kenneth Blum. If you Google reward deficiency brain, a bunch of articles by him come up. Basically, it's this idea that there's some kind of genetic defect where dopamine, a key chemical messenger in the brain, is malfunctioning or dysregulated. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know the exact terminology.
Just wing it.
Okay. Well, basically, from what I understand, the way neurotransmitters in the brain works are they transmit messages from one cell to another, and dopamine is the one that's involved with reward, pleasure, motivation.
Right.
Like, yeah. So all these studies where they have people that are happy and they're doing some pleasurable activity, the dopamine circuits light up and there's lots of dopamine activity. And a lot of drugs like cocaine and amphetamines, they seem to affect dopamine. They alter dopamine. They give you more of it or they give you less of it. And basically the idea is that you have receptors that the dopamine travels to, and that sends the message.
Mm-hmm.
And addiction, one of the reasons behind the needing more of a high when you're addicted is that those receptors decrease in number. So less neurotransmitters get to the receptors. Does that make sense?
You lost me. Sorry.
Makes sense to me. I actually want to research more about it. But I think
basically it's kind of like
you get overexposed.
It's,
You get desensitized, essentially, right? I mean, you're getting overdoses of this reward. Like, for example, if you're smoking, you're getting a lot of a dopamine hit, and so what happens is the receptors die off because they get overexposed to dopamine, and so what happens is you become desensitized and you need more, you know?
Essentially. This is the syndrome that you were talking about?
It's actually, the explanation is that the reward deficiency syndrome, the idea there is that people already have the decreased number of receptors, as opposed to getting it after a long-term cocaine
addiction.
They're
genetically born with fewer receptors than a normal person.
You see a lot of talk about the DRD2 gene and it being a defective gene. And the idea, I guess, is that these people, they basically don't get as much dopamine as the normal person, and so they seek out the addictive behaviors, whether it's drugs or smoking or gambling or whatever the case is. The idea is that because there's not enough dopamine or there's not enough transmission, this personality is predisposed toward those kinds of activities.
It's like certain people that are adrenaline junkies or, that are...
But this, you're saying, is a theory that's being posited by this one gentleman?
It's this theory that's being posited by this guy. I've only really seen his name attached to it, so I don't know how mainstream it is, this Kenneth Blum guy. If you look that name up on Wikipedia, if you look at reward deficiency syndrome, his name comes up. So seems to be mainly his theory, but I thought it was an interesting one.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that, Nathan. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Scarlett in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Scarlett.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey. Great, go ahead. You're on.
The last woman that called in and you told her to stop paying her taxes, do you guys not pay yours?
Depends. I have not paid federal taxes, and I don't consider them my taxes. They're theirs. It's not my system. I'm not interested in supporting it. But no, I don't pay federal taxes, and I am opting out also of the property tax as well.
That's awesome.
So what I was trying to say, what I would have been trying to say to this woman is that not don't pay your taxes, but consider that that this is the only way that you're going to be able to get out of Obamacare, and B, that when you do pay taxes, that since money is fungible, that you take a certain level of responsibility for what the government does with that money.
Like murder people?
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say is a case in Detroit, which I only heard for 1.5 days on major news stations, a man that had been incarcerated for not doing a crime, actually, they found out. I think it was 14 years, and his lawyer fought for him and won the case to get money, and because the city is finally bankrupt, he can't collect it now.
Oh, no.
Crazy.
Yeah. Thanks for calling and telling that story, Scarlett. We're out of time tonight. Call us another night, though. We're on, as you know, from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time every single day. You're in the West Coast. That's 4 to 7 in the afternoon every single day here at freetalklive.com, or there, in your case, in Santa Cruz on KOMY. We'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
Quantum Advisor, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.